Politics are being controlled from off-planet by the Galactic Federation. Hello again, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. This information is my educated opinion. After long hours of studying exopolitics and politics on Earth, while at the side of Queen Alanim Alexandra I, who is my main mentor. As I've mentioned before, just about everything is being controlled by the Galactic Federation, who are said to be the ultimate controllers of Earth. But, I do see that those who control everything are the sentient souls who are incarnated there, for the experience, and the Galactic Federation is there to monitor, to shape things and events on Earth, to conform to the set of experiences that the souls there want. From well above, the people, the souls there, are in total control, but things don't seem to be so when looking at what is going on from the perspective of those same souls having an experience there, but from the point of view of their avatars on Earth, from the perspective of what they know and are aware of during their lifetime, and how they feel as humans and as citizens. In other words, from higher up they control everything, but from below they are victims. Politics are no exception to the control mechanisms of the Galactic Federation, which also includes running all the money flow and transactions of entire regions and countries on Earth. Officially, democracy was invented, or first appeared in ancient Greek political and philosophical thought in the city-state of Athens during classical antiquity. The word comes from demos, common, people, and kratos, force might, as in the force of the people, or people power. On Earth, history dictates the story of the origins of each political system, but as I stated in my last video about religions and false history, much of it, if not all, has been fabricated or invented to suit the control necessities of the overlords in power. Leaving official history as only another control mechanism to fabricate the foundation and the historical context to justify present-day society and its structure, yet every day more and more evidence surfaces that proves that official history does not reflect and does not narrate events as they really happened, leaving the real history of mankind in the shadows and long forgotten by the masses. Where the only documents and books that contain the correct history and events remain only in the hands of secret societies and power organizations such as the Vatican. What I've come to find out using only stellar information available to me is that the story of Earth and with it politics is very different from what people are told there. Each political system has been seeded or imposed on groups of people by the Galactic Federation, and according to the needs of what they interpret to be the correct life experience the incarnated souls there demand from higher planes of existence, and for the growth and expansion experiences it will provide them. This in itself causes a strong ethical debate, because the more expanded soul from higher planes of existence would be benefiting from the life experiences of its incarnated self, which is experiencing a strong duality-based realm that logically means it must experience much suffering of all kinds during its lifetime, and this makes us all think of exploitation, in the least case. The United Federation of Planets, or the Galactic Federation, same thing, is the organization that controls and monitors everything that happens on Earth, and is who moves things and events there, to create the artificial existential realm we all call the Earth's 3D matrix. The Galactic Federation claims it only moves things and events towards what the souls there demand, only facilitating those experiences that are already being created there by the collective and individual manifestation power of the population, or only to create an experimental illusion. And the Federation also monitors and controls everything to prevent events from getting out of hand, or so they claim. All this only leaves the claims of alien invasions and extraterrestrial disclosures as more of the same show, nothing but theater, and there only to cause an emotional reaction for the incarnated souls there. The Galactic Federation has always controlled the groups who will be in power on Earth, as well as where, how much, and how long they will last. All politicians, especially modern ones, are only puppets of the real power structure on Earth. They are front people who only obey their overlords and are placed as candidates only due to their ability to act out their role, where their controllers will place them one against the other in interminable political debates that look as real power struggles from the point of view of the masses. The real power structure on Earth is hidden behind the scenes, and behind the political theater, never to be seen by the general population, and from where they run both opposing political sides, leaving the people only to choose in a so-called democratic election which face will represent them, although the end result of choosing one or another will always be the same. Politics are nothing more than theater and a distraction for the people, an illusion to sell them the idea that they have some degree of control over what is going on in the world and in their lives. A theater where opposing nations and their governments are in reality being controlled from under the table by the same group of people, as two boxers would fight each other, but both belonging to the same sports handler, and where the result of the fight is rigged and pre-established exactly as wars are, as well as both sides are controlled by the same groups of secret societies, and who only use religion and political disagreement theater as an excuse to wage war among two or more nations they fully control, all for the sake of war itself, for population control and to feed their cherished egregore entities with the fear they need to exist, all until their bellies shine. And the Galactic Federation, so many see as only good and full of love, acts in a criminally permissive way at best, be it or not, that from well above everything is just a show for souls to have an experience in strong duality where they will have a soul expansion as a result. The Galactic Federation controls which political agendas will be followed, when, and by which puppet politician avatar. And they do so using secret societies, controlling those as well from well above, in the deep levels where the human meets the non-humans. The Galactic Federation controls those secret societies, such as the Freemasons in shallow levels, for example, and those in turn control politics and its puppets, as well as the procedures and agendas to be followed. And they do so in meetings held in deep underground installations, mainly in Antarctica, where the non-humans can roam at their leisure with no fear of being seen by the general population. As I explained in the series of videos about extraterrestrials living among humans, most look perfectly anthropomorphic to the point where they are indistinguishable from an Earth human. This is the case of most of the so-called Lyrian races, such as the Alphratans from Alpha Centauri, who look exactly the same as the average human found on Earth. This is the race that the Galactic Federation uses the most to introduce into Earth's society as step-downs, to fulfill a direct role and mission as a public figure of any kind and depending on the Galactic Federation's plan and agenda at each time. This is the case with many people of science as well as with several politicians, whom I'm not allowed to call out by name, because I'm here to expose the entire system and not go against one or another specific one. This is a level of extra control the Galactic Federation uses when they must jump the authority of the secret societies they also use. And although the results of local and lesser democratic elections may indeed be real, the more power a political post and role is, the heavier controlled it will be, to the point where all politicians at high levels are placed there artificially, and using elections as a justification for the people, although who would be the winner was decided beforehand, and the election was completely rigged by the system itself. Those step-down politicians answer not only to their secret societies but also to the Federation itself directly. Although well above all the experiences souls have on Earth are nothing but a learning ride, and nothing wrong can ever happen, from below, from the point of view of people on Earth, things are more dramatic, and rightfully so. So, even if the Galactic Federation is helping the people manifest their higher desires for a learning experience during their incarnation, not everything is so positive, because most of those secret societies on Earth that are the handlers of politicians and all people with power, and with a heavy role in society, have links with very negative things. Those societies adore and worship down lower astral entities, who are fed, and are kept existing as egregores, by causing fear and suffering of all people in the world of the living, including animals and plants of course. Those secret societies who are the politicians' handlers, will first worship and obey those dark and evil egregore entities before obeying higher more positive beings within the Federation itself. This is because the dark entity egregores will give those people in power, more power, and more money, and more material things in exchange of causing more fear and suffering in the population of Earth. Although who controls politics is a difficult, complex subject, because it is a complete soup, those who control all political outcomes, and who control all the agendas happening on Earth, and to happen in the future as well is the Galactic Federation. Take care and I hope to see you here next time. Please like and subscribe for more, if you consider this content to be of value. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.